Okay, real good.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A Texas judge has ruled to block the use of a key abortion drug, saying it wasn't properly tested. Not so, says Nathy Northup with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
The FDA approved mifepristone over 22 years ago based on clinical trials and a careful, thorough review of the scientific evidence.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer decried the court's ruling.
The MAGA judge has ruled that the decision for what drugs are safe and effective lies not with scientists at the FDA, but with whatever extreme plaintiffs come before an extreme judge who they are able to choose the way our court system is structured and get their way.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise trip to Nashville yesterday, less than 24 hours after two Democrats were expelled from the Tennessee state legislature after they demonstrated for tougher gun laws. Harris called their expulsion outrageous.
Let's expel them. Can you imagine? Let's get rid of them entirely. Let's remove them not only for that moment, but remove these people who have been elected to represent the people.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is responding to growing criticism about his lavish trips funded by a major GOP donor.
Justice Thomas says he was advised that the gifts and trips from a conservative Republican billionaire from Texas did not need to be reported. The personal hospitality from close personal friends who did not have business before the court was not reportable. But he said he will comply with new guidelines adopted last month and disclose future gifts and free travel. Congressional Democrats want Chief Justice John Roberts to launch an ethics investigation.
That's CBS's Mara Rubin. Some lawmakers are trying again to pass a law banning unruly passengers from air travel. Here's CBS's Peter Greenberg.
During the pandemic, there was an explosion in the number of disruptive, unruly, or downright violent airline passengers. The FAA reported nearly 7,000 separate incidents, many of which resulted in arrests, and some passengers banned from the airline. Many airlines wanted to share their no-fly list with other airlines, but that didn't happen. It's being reintroduced with bipartisan support. And if the bill passes, it would also provide for a violent passenger on one airline to be banned from all airlines. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
In Jerusalem, Christians gathered at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Easter vigil services. The ceremony was led by the top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high of 65. Highs level off around 68 Monday with a chance for scattered showers. 68 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
My man. Good morning, Wisconsin. As Earl likes, wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Earl, I'm probably your best co-host you ever had. Go say it.
Well, let me begin.
Mr. Sandy ain't in the room. Go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always,
I might be the only co-host you ever had.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday, and that's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. My man, Gilbert Brown. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, you know what, Earl? It's Monday morning. Everybody driving in to work, they got the radios on. They couldn't be listening to nobody else but us. So let's make sure that the phone lines are working this morning.
We take care of that on this end, Doc. We got it.
Oh, really?
Calvin got it all lined up, man.
My man, Calvin. How's Calvin doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We got to get Calvin get his voice on so he can get him a new girlfriend or something.
Hey, well, I'm glad. I was going to say something else. I'm glad I didn't. Discretion is a better part of valor, they say. But let me do this, Gilbert, because I want to begin the show by saying, man, John Brockington passed.
Oh, my God.
And, man, oh my God. I remember John Brockington at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And, man, he was a runaway truck. I mean, he used to run cats over. He had a short career. But he was playing back in the day, man, where, you know, that three yards in the cloud of dust. Mm-hmm. And off the ball, he'd get 2.5 yards. Mm-hmm. Then he'd get another three. You know, hey, he was a battering ram, man.
That was back when football was really real.
Yeah,
that was really real.
You think you could have played in that era, man?
I could play in any era. I could play in any area after they had the leather helmets. I ain't playing in those leather helmets. No.
Hey, man.
No. You know, hey. Because they gave the brothers not the leather helmets. They gave the brothers just some hat and stuff.
No, man. You and I were talking about, before we go to the phone line, you and I were talking about Ray Nitschke.
Oh, my God.
Who you met, and you said with no teeth. You know, back then, he might have played early on when they didn't have the face mask, maybe in college or something. I remember when they had these plexiglass face masks.
Man, he played in the era where real men played football, man. There was no cute stuff. There was no, I mean, back then Deacon Jones was head slapping people, man.
Forearms, man. You know, I watched that era, man. Alan Page.
I would have called 911 them dudes and hit me like
Alan Page, Carl Eller. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Them was some bad boys, man. The purple,
them was some bad dudes.
The purple people eaters, right?
Oh, let's not go too far with them Vikings. Let's not go too far. But I do want to say, John Brockton was a beautiful human being. Met him before several times. Met his wife a couple times. He is one of those gentlemen that you would sit and listen about the game, man. You know, learn right. more about the game by talking to the older generation. Going into the new. So I always was a student of the game. And anytime one of the old guys came back, I pay homage to them because they set the street for us to play the game.
You know, Gilbert, I remember John Brockington and when the Packers got him. And it's just, it's amazing to me that he was 74 years old. That must mean I must be old. Because I remember being young watching him.
Earl, they stopped clocking your date. They stopped clocking your date.
Hey, man, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary, what's going on, man? How you doing? Good morning.
Good. I got two things to talk about. First of all, I met Ray Nitschke right before he died. He was at State Fair signing autographs. I waited in line for 2 hours for him. And when I got up there, he signed a picture for me. Then he stood up and he shook my hand and he thanked me for me and my son waiting in line for such a long time. He was like embarrassed to have us wait for him, and he was so humble. Then we got a picture with him, which was really kind of cool. Then while I was there, my wife called on the phone, and then I said, "Hey Beth, guess who I'm talking to?" And I put the phone, gave it to Ray, and he said, "Hi Beth, how you doing?" What?
Yo, you didn't tell your wife you were talking to me? Oh, Ray Nitschke.
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
Ray Nitschke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he took the phone and said, "Hi Beth, this is Ray Nitschke from the Green Bay Packers." And my wife said, "Yeah, sure, you know." No, I'm here with your husband and your son, you know. So it was really kind of cool. Well, what happened was there was a guy that was just a mega fan. So he didn't have a camera. So I took his picture. He wrote his name and telephone number down on a matchbook cover. I lost the matchbook cover. Could not find this guy. So I had the pictures developed. I went to Tom Hooper on Channel 6. And I did they did a story about this. I brought the picture, and I said, "I can't find this guy." So they put it on at 5 o'clock. And it was at noon, the noon 6 or whatever. They put it, then they found the guy within 30 minutes. And then they did a story at 5 and 6 or something like that. But that was kind of a cool thing.
Hey Gary, so, man. Man, thank you very much for the call. Robert, call back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, man, the fact that, you know, that we lost John Brockington, the Packers lost John Brockington, and, you know, he was just a hell of an athlete, Gilbert. I mean, fast, strong, you know. Let's go to Robert from West Dallas. Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning to you, Robert. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I think these games have changed so much. First of all, I want to say I love Gary's story. That was fantastic. I know we don't agree on much, but I really enjoyed the story. I just think not just the NFL, but like even basketball. I think of a guy like Ronnie Lott and how physical he was. You know, would he be able to play today? Or would it be constant flags or... if you think of the old Bulls and the Pistons, you know, all those series and how physical the game was, I feel like these guys would be constantly, you know, at the free throw line, that everything would be called today versus they used to let people play a little bit more. And then another thing I was thinking of over the weekend is I used to collect sports cards as a kid, and they used to have those cards, turn back the clock. And I was thinking, you know, with the Supreme Court race, that's really what Dan Kelly is representing, is turning back the clock on a lot of these policies.
Hey, Robert.
So,
hey, Robert. Thank you, man. We're talking about football right now, man. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah. You know, Gilbert, the other thing I wanted to talk about before, you know, we go to a break is open the phone lines for, I want to talk about who the greatest Green Bay Packers were. There's a whole list.
It's Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yeah, well, your boy Leroy Butler is on him again. Leroy is really, you know, Leroy.
Stay on him, Leroy. Stay on him, Leroy.
Hey, not Leroy, as he told me, Leroy.
Hey, man, when he with y'all, he Leroy. When he with me, he Leroy.
Okay.
Leaning on the Leroy.
Hey, so I remember he told me one time, I said, man, you're from Jacksonville, Florida. He said, yeah. I said, man, why do you hang around Wisconsin? I said, man, you from Jacksonville, Florida. Why are you still hanging around here? You know what he told me? He said, when I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Leroy. He said, when I'm in Green Bay, I'm Leroy. And and the cat who invented the Lambeau Leap.
So you got? Are you trying to say why he in Wisconsin? He French,
Leroy. hey, what he was saying to me, I think is
that's like me. Here in the States, I'm Gilbert, but when I go out in Mexico, so I'm Gilberto.
All right, man. We gotta go to a break. 844-967.
You like that one. You know you like that.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Well, it's time again.
It's definitely time again.
Check, 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 check. It's time. Funk. Say what?
That's how you want it.
It's an interlude, y'all. Just an interlude.
Interlude?
Interlude, y'all. Yeah.
Just well, an interlude?
It's an interlude, y'all. It's just an interlude. Just an interlude, y'all. Yeah. Double up, yo. Uptown.
Official.
You ain't no.
This dude, man.
What the deal? I wanna know, was this love for real? Or could you be the lust that I feel?
You gotta go. That's happy.
No,
like you see, you still got Biggie on my shirt. You still got Biggie on my shirt.
You got me open like a token. Hot and smoking. Bubble bath, laughing, joking. Candlelight, talking about how you were your ex.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Listen, see, wine, come on. Champagne wishes. Water, go ahead. Fine dude with some riches.
I love the cute. Yeah. As long as I'm welcome back to the early show. So you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger, the one and only Gilbert Brown. You know Gilbert. I was going through a list of the greatest Packers of all time, man. And you came in, out of 100, you came in number 46. Now, that with all the years that the Packers...
At least I made the top 50.
No, wait a minute. And with all the Packers that ever played the game...
Yeah.
You know, and you know, a lot... What do you have, man? 50 cats every year? 55 on the team?
Yeah.
Come in 46 is pretty doggone good, man.
Arguably 46.
Yeah, arguably.
46. Arguably. 46.
You sound like Aaron Rodgers.
No, arguably 46. I'm not saying arguably number one.
I know.
Hell no.
No, man. You know.
But you got to understand something, Earl. Some writer that ain't never put his hand in the dirt probably did that list.
Amen. So because of that, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Those of you who've been around as long as I have watching the game. And man,
that's long.
It is long. It is, man. You know, Gilbert, it was going back to those early years, man, with Bart Starr and Forrest Gregg and all them cats and Ray Nitschke and Willie Wood and Herb Adderley and Jim Ringo and Jerry Kramer,
yeah. Fuzzy Thurston.
Yeah, man, all of those guys.
Paul Hornung.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, Max McGee, Boyd Dowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All of those guys and watching the game way back then. And you would have to say, Gilbert, back then there wasn't that many teams. So if you were, how can we leave out the great Willie Davis? Bob Skoronski. You know,
but, the great Don Hutson.
Yeah, man. So I guess my point is, back in those days, there were only a handful of football teams. So if you were one of the guys who were on the team, you had to really be something special, right?
You had to be something special, but you got to remember back then, Earl, those guys had to go get another job.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, that was more pressure on top of being the best at your profession. You got to go try to be the best at another profession to live your life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, the game has evolved to where we ain't got to do that no more because of them guys.
You know, so again, a list of who you think, you know, the greatest players that ever played the game for the Green Bay Packers, the green and gold. And it's a tough, don't get me wrong. If you ask me who was the greatest Packer that ever played
you would say put him on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Your Mount Rushmore got four to at least five.
Yeah. Yeah, four. So 4-5. But let me say this, man. That's a difficult thing to even do.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, I'm on there. I'm on everybody's Mount Rushmore at number one.
So I'm going back, trying to think back to all of those great players, all those different eras, you know, and to try to pull out and to try to pull out four, that's almost impossible.
It's rough, man. It's rough. You know,
because I go back to those 60s when they won those two Super Bowls, man. And
the championships that turned into Super Bowls.
Yeah, and all the way. What did they win? 13 championships?
Yes, sir.
I've never been to the Packers. They got a Hall of Fame, right? At Lambeau.
Do they?
I don't know.
Earl, we're going to go up there, man. Get in your car. Drive down 41, and we're going to go, and I'm going to get you a couple passes to go in there. All right?
Yeah.
You need to learn about that history. You need to see that history. And when you walk through the door and start walking through there, you see Vince Lombardi. They got a little office set up that he used to have.
Right.
It's going to touch you.
Yeah. You know, man, I do understand the greatness of what was done there. And so, you know, when you hear what Aaron Rodgers said, and I gotta go a little bit after we come back from the break, because your boy Leroy, he's not letting it go, man.
He shouldn't let it go.
He still is upset that Aaron Rodgers said that.
We're gonna get Leroy on the show one of these days so he can explain why it touched him like it touched me.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a guy who bleeds green and gold, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean that gold jacket on the underside says I am a Green Bay Packer. Y'all just don't see it.
Oh, okay. Because he went in as a Packer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like Aaron Rodgers gonna go in as a Packer.
You know, so listen, man, when we come back from the break, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on who the greatest Green Bay Packers were, man. You know, I even thought about, you know, as good as Lofton was.
Good as Sterling Sharp was.
Yeah, well, and then you'd have to add the last wide receiver. Well, how can I forget his name that quick? It was with they just
driving. You talking about?
No, man, he went to Las Vegas. Devontae Adams.
Oh, Devontae Adams. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you include him up? He's got to have a spot, right?
He too young, man. He's too young.
All right, listen.
He ain't scratched the surface.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967. He got the numbers. 967.
Yeah, he got some numbers. He got some numbers.
We'll be right back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, this is J.R. Sievert of Coldwell Banker Sievert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Sievert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication,
or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high of 65. Highs level off around 68 Monday with a chance for scattered showers. 68 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, high of 65. Highs level off around 68 Monday with a chance for scattered showers. 68 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed with bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Don't say nothing, let it breathe, girl, let it breathe.
Lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Yeah.
Blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines?
You see everybody's in the car right now bobbing their head on a Monday morning.
Hey, man, is it all right if I go in, man?
Like you thought I would.
Call go ahead.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger himself, none other than the Gilbert Brown. You know, man, let's listen to what your boy Leroy had to say before we go to the phone lines.
Get a mail, Roy.
Green Bay Packers legend Leroy Butler has some thoughts about the Aaron Rodgers situation. You can certainly argue for Butler being the Packers' greatest ambassador out there. You're a pretty good ambassador for the Packers, too, man, but they say your boy Leroy. Hey,
Earl, I'm just staying in my lane. I'm staying in my line.
But your boy Leroy, he's out there, right?
Yeah, he's the man.
One of the greatest ambassadors out there. He played his entire NFL career in Green Bay. He invented the Lambeau Leap and won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Not only is he a Pro Football Hall of Fame safety, but Leroy has long been a popular sports talk show host in Milwaukee. So what Butler has to say about the Packers carries weight. Excuse me. Butler spoke with Tyrone Dunn about the Aaron Rodgers breakup. I can't say it enough. That G will never change. Talking about the G on the helmet. Sometimes players, especially the quarterback, the last two quarterbacks to go to the Jets, forget about that. Those guys in the locker room deserve better than this, he said. Although Butler is incredibly a team-first guy, another comment of his truly is telling. This is one of the best quotes my mom gave me. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. If I tell you I love you, but treat you terribly, then why are you even telling me? But if I show you every single day that I love you, then you really get away without even saying it, Butler said. Green Bay is a special place in the NFL world, but we have to understand that this is a business. So what Leroy Butler is saying is, doesn't matter how great in the end the player is, the G is greater than all the players. You agree with that, Gilbert?
It's kind of like the air and the land and the sea. It ain't gonna change because we all dead. It's gonna keep being the same. That's just like the G. It's gonna keep being the same, no matter who wears it. One man does not change that G. Period.
Even if it's the great Aaron Rodgers.
Even if it's him.
All right, let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. How you doing? You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, I don't know if you've mentioned Don Hutson.
Oh, Gilbert won't ever. He never stops talking about Don Hutson. Gilbert is always talking about Don Hutson.
He's still, even after all these years, I think he's still number 11 on the all-time touchdown list for receivers.
Well, so Gilbert, what did you say about the building?
There's a building that we all practice in ever since I've been there called the Don Hutson Center. We've been I don't see no building over there. If you're that great, says the Aaron Rodgers, no. Not yet, homeboy.
So, and I think he still holds, I think he's right, like number three all time for average per catch, too.
Well, it's 1933.
Like, if you compare.
Let's imagine something, Earl. Listen to what he's saying, but listen to who came through. You talking about Sterling Sharp, you talking about Donald Driver, you talking about Antonio Freeman, you talking about a plethora of receivers. Don Hutson is still in the conversation.
That plethora, is that kind of like a lot?
I don't know how to spell it, but it's a lot. Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, this is under the helmet with the grave digger and Earl Ingram, man. Just say a lot.
Hey, listen, man. a big man got to extol his vocab, man. We ain't got to be, like I said, we can be big, but we ain't got to be stupidly big.
but the other part of it is Gilbert and David is, yeah, you that's 1933, man, Don Hutson.
So, old school.
Yeah, I mean, that was when football was just getting started.
No. We still had some years in there. What are you talking about? Yeah. 1923. We had a couple, 10, 20 years in there before that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but certainly he helped make it what it was. But anyway, David, you clearly Don Hutson, one of the all-time greats for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, David.
Without question. And sure. And you know what, Gilbert? I think you're one of the best guys that I watched during the time, during the 5 years in defensive line. And I think people like you, along with, you know, the other teammates, I mean, it was a great team to watch. It was there's different people always talk about quarterbacks and receivers, but right. You still have to look at the people who do all the dirty work, you know, on either side of the ball.
So how did Gilbert get a hold of you, man? How did he get a hold of you before the show came on, man? How was that possible?
David, the Earl's a hater, so let's just keep it like that. But I will say this, Dave. I don't look at myself like that. I look at myself as fourth on that defensive line because I always put Reggie White first. I'm gonna put Sean Jones second. Arguably second, because Santana could have been second. I'm gonna say it's a tie for second. Santana. And Sean didn't put me behind those guys. I mean, I was a cleanup man, you know, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Hey,
there you go.
A designated hitter, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, let me do the jokes, David. That's pretty good, though.
All right.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, David. Hey, appreciate it, man.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, when you talk about the great receivers, I don't know why we keep leaving out Lofton. You know.
James Lofton.
A little bit before your time, man. But James Lofton.
I know Mr. Lofton. I know his wife. I know his family. He is an exceptional, another great ambassador of the Green Bay Packers. I think, when you look at the roster of receivers that we used to have before, and then, I mean, even Paul Kaufman, these guys were awesome, man. Yeah. I mean, they stack up against some of the greatest teams, receivers of all times as well. So, yeah. I mean, we had a nice roster of receivers.
You know, man, I was talking to you earlier about the running back number 30 with you guys. I forgot his name. Green.
Yeah. Earl, take your stuff, man. Take your stuff.
I'm on Green.
The all-time leading Packers rusher.
That's still amazing to me, man.
All time.
That's still.
Because you remember he played with us, then he left and went to the Texans.
And he came back.
Then he came back on a different number. I'm going to bring him on the show so he can explain to you how come he didn't come back and wore number 30. He had to come back and wear number 34, which is his idol from the Bears, Walter Payton.
Yeah.
But when he come back, see, here's the thing that people don't understand. If you got a number, you're number 30, right?
Right.
You put that number down. Can you leave? You know, another guy got the number 30. You know who I'm talking about. Who was number 30 after him that recognized number 30? John Kuhn
was number 30, the fullback?
Yes. So when Amon comes back, he didn't get that number back because John Kuhn didn't give it to him. So I'm going to let Amon Green explain how that happened. Because I like both of them. They're both good, too.
But you know, man, Amon Green was a heck of an athlete, as I recall.
Powerful.
Physically strong.
Powerful back.
Right.
Powerful.
Speed, had some speed.
That's why I got, Earl, I got to show you a picture of, I took a picture with Amon Green and Aaron Jones. It's like night and day.
The size, you mean?
Size-wise, man. I mean, he was a powerful Sherman tank that can get out. You know, he had a couple 90-yard runs for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he was a quick, he was a fast guy.
But how could you forget anything, Earl? What's wrong with you this morning?
Well, you know, I have a lot of things on my mind, a lot of things on my plate.
Okay.
Preparing to talk with the great grave digger.
You know, hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
That's a big
I know, man. Earl, yeah. What would you do if they made us do your whole 4 hours with the grave digger one day? What would you do?
I would struggle to. Without question, it would be a struggle. No,
I think the fans would love for me to be on the air with you for 4 hours just to make you grow some black hair instead of white hair.
You know what, man? If I had to do 4 hours with the grave digger, I think I'd give up on radio. Hey, you know, man. Listen, man. I really do.
Hey, Earl, did I tell you I love you this Monday morning? Did I tell you that, man?
No, man. But it's reciprocal, brother. You know how I feel about you, man. Listen, because I just what you do, man, people don't know about either, man. They don't know because this is under the helmet with the grave digger. And they don't know that you move around the state running football camps.
Quietly, yeah. Earl. I do it quietly.
And so for people who may not know, man, the impact of that, and it's always sold out, right?
Well, it's not sold out. It's because it's free. It better be sold out because it's free most of the time. And you go to GilbertBrownFoundation.org to check all that out. But, Earl, to me, football is one of the greatest tools on helping a young man decide what he want to do with his life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after they done outlawed those drills that chased them away.
Yep.
It's been a lot of football players that turned into basketball or baseball or something after they put their helmet on. But see, they're trying to make football a sport that, you know, you ain't got to be worried about your bones and your brain and all that other stuff at the end of the day. And that's why I try to tell parents and mamas and stuff, football is safer. And if there's anything out of the ordinary that they don't understand or whatever, and they feel like their coach is not teaching their kids well, then you speak up.
You know,
because the coach.
Go ahead.
Man.
No, man.
I'm just saying coaches have to realize they shape the lives of a lot of young men. My coach, Coach Dozier, shaped my life to where I thank him every chance I get. By praying or anything like that. So a coach has a big inspiration on the kids' life.
You know, Gilbert, we'll go to the phone lines after the break. But man, you and I on the same page when it comes to that game, man. And I was, you know, not even thought of. I'd get in the game when the score was safely out of reach, 99-0. And then it'd be 30 seconds left, and they'd look down at the end of the bench and say, hey, Ingram. We have to go to a break.
844-967.
I'm telling the truth. 967-2789. We'll be right back. Al, I'll see you.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
What is a Meridian?
Canadian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Oh. Oh. Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shoot him off.
I like this.
Yeah. I like that.
Now, to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes.
In your bushes. Rock grooves and make
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Under the Helmets with the Gravedigger. Gilbert, and so my football career, I wore number 100. Hey. You Girl. Think it's safe to put number 100 in? But I learned, man. I learned you didn't have to be a star player to benefit from what football offers, right? So that means any player, anybody who's out there on the field can learn the lessons
even
of the game.
Even the kicker
can learn the lessons of the game, and and so that's why when I was running the league I ran for 20 years, I would always tell the coach, man, you can't tell me you can't find a time to put these kids in the game, right? They come to practice every day, their parents bring them. And I'm not looking for Vince Lombardi, right?
That's the capability of a good coach. A good coach is going to get all those kids in the game.
Yeah,
somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, they're going to play in the game. Special teams, something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I would tell him. I would say, man, well, I can't put Gilbert in because Gilbert don't know. I said, man, put him in on the opening kickoff, the first punt, something. Right? They come to practice every day. Plus, I learned the values from the game of football sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, everybody got to get their lumps, Earl.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the value of that, man. And that's why even to this day, out of all the games, you know, I still see football, man, as the one that you learn the lessons. You can't do anything by yourself on the football field, right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Aaron Rodgers could.
Yeah, I'm a quarterback. Yeah.
You know, man, but in the end, Gilbert, when you move around the state, all around the state, and it's the same, it doesn't matter whether you in Rhinelander or whether you in Milwaukee, the people get the same love for the game, right?
Oh, yeah, the breed of the fan don't change. Once you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you're a Green Bay Packer fan. I mean, you don't be a fan because of this one guy you like. No, you become a fan of the game. And that's what a true fan is, you know what I'm saying?
What is it like, man, to move around and people want your autographs and they just want to take pictures? Did that ever go to your head, man?
No.
I know your mother wouldn't allow that to go to you.
No. My mama still got a heavy switch with her. But you know what, man? So there's a lot of guys that's different that handle it different. You know what I'm saying? Right. I try my best to speak to the fans and do, you know, there's days where, you know, if you're sitting down having a bite to eat, you know, you want to, sometimes you can't eat your meal hot because, you know, somebody come, you know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of fans that's respectful of that. They see that and they will wait. And then there's some fans that can't wait. So, you know, you got to deal with it on even keel, man. You got to try to be good at what you do.
Now, you know, Gilbert, I face that same thing too. Every time I go out to eat, people all around me asking for my autograph. And
you ever see? We got the three screens. Calvin over there laughing his ass off. Talking about is he for real?
Well, you know,
Earl, I know what it was. They must remember you from playing in that role you used to play on that movie. Blackula, you was the dude.
Hey, man, come on, man. You know,
Blackula.
You know, man. I as they prepare, and this is really, man, what I've been thinking about a lot, man. I've been really thinking about Jordan Love. I really have.
It's time,
huh?
It's time, man.
I know it's his time, man. But you know,
it's time, man. And I'm getting mad, Earl, because they still wasting time with Aaron Rodgers when they need to be getting this boy some help over there. You know what I'm saying? They still playing this game with the Jets. They're still holding things down. It's time to let him go so we can get this boy some help.
Well, you know, they're not talking about him as much, Aaron Rodgers, because, you know, even the fans have had to accept, and they didn't want to see him go. But he's gone, right? I mean, you might as well talk about him in the past tense. You know, he's folklore now. He's a former Green Bay Packer, even though he's still, you know, getting a paycheck from the Packers. You got to talk about him past tense now. He's like Gilbert. He's a former Packer, right?
No, Earl. You can't. To me, I'm not former anything. I'm Steve.
Okay.
We just not on the field.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it, because I'm green and gold till I die. So former or not, you know, I'm still a Super Bowl champion. You see what I'm saying? I'm still a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. So I'm still a Green Bay Packer, period.
Yeah, let's bring CJ on quick. Hey, CJ, you wait till the last minute. Quickly, what do you want to say, man?
Way to go, CJ.
Gilbert, loved watching your play. Thank you for your dedication to the game and the team.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Jordan Love. This way, Aaron Rodgers learned from Brett Favre. Jordan Love learned from Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to be phenomenal. And it's more than one player. I was disappointed when Brett Favre left the Packers, but they moved on, and it's a business. People need to realize it. And God bless you, Gilbert. Love your spirit. Love your faith to the Packers and your faith, period. God bless you and Earl and Colin.
Uh-oh.
Love your show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, CJ. Hey, Gilbert.
Thank you.
How do you get these cats' number? How did you set all this up, man?
Girl, don't be jealous, man. Don't be jealous.
I don't understand. I'm here don't Monday through Friday. You here for 1 hour out of the week.
And color then, your hair, Earl. Then color your hair.
And they're
color
paying
your hair,
homage okay? to you. You only here 1 day a week? For one
of your hair, Earl.
Well, you do a good job of yours. We got to run. Thank you. Thank you, Gilbert. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Under the helmet with the grave digger. See
good
you
luck, Calvin. Good luck, Calvin.
All right. Later.
Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent, baby.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're